Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode number 8, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I'm editor of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. I also take care of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for GRN. We're so glad to have you with us as we prepare to talk about Sarah Club. We have guests coming in just a couple of minutes to talk more about that. And we'll also get you up to date with the latest in diocesan news. But as we always do, we begin the program in prayer. So if you will please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of Cap'n, the Diocese of Amarillo, or the Office of Communications, but sometimes they should be. First off, continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. You know, the first domino in our economy here is the wheat crop, and that wheat crop needs some moisture. Yeah, we're getting some rains here and some snows here and there. We need favorable weather, so please pray for our farmers and ranchers that they get the favorable weather they need to grow the crops that continue to feed, clothe, and shelter. Or not just us here in the Diocese of Amarillo, the great state of Texas, or the United States, but the entire world. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed. Also continue to pray for our three fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Siegel. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop for everything online about vocations. And also, please pray for the 8 men and their families that are studying for the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo. By the grace of God, they will be ordained to the permanent diaconate before the end of the year. Also, to our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated. Do want to remind you, the Diocesan Pastoral Center closes at noon on Holy Thursday for the Triduum. We will be closed until Tuesday, April 22nd at 9 o'clock. So please have a very safe Triduum and a very blessed Easter Sunday. He has risen. Alleluia. And keep up with all the diocesan news in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, or go to amarillodiocese.org and keep up with all the information on the website there. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook, amarillodiocese.org. Lots of posts up there waiting for you there. Newest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, dated Sunday, April 20th. The digital version goes out as a flock note Monday, April 14th. A limited number of hard copies available at parishes during Easter weekend, while they last, and also here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center in the lobby at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. Deadline for the May 4th issue, that advertising deadline Monday, April 21st at 5 p.m. Deadline for copy, story, and photo ideas Thursday, April 24th at noon. Those are stone cold deadlines. And also, please keep in mind, the podcast is available at amarillodiocese.org/podcast. And if you have suggestions, comments, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of the podcast. You know, David Wilson would be so grateful. He might even say a prayer or two or 1,000 for you. And I know I'll say at least 1,001. Our email address, stcapn@dioama.org. Joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 8, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, is the president of the Sierra Club of Amarillo, not the Sierra Club. I don't even know if we have a Sierra Club in Amarillo, Texas, Muff London Bixel, but we do have a Sierra Club and a very good one. She is the president of Sierra Club. Okay, let's get to the 300-ton elephant question in the room. You have the name Muff, and it's an innocent story of how you wound up being Muff London Bixel, and it goes something with your brothers, if I'm not mistaken.
I have to say, your memory, wow. Yes, my brother named me Little Miss Muffet. And I was Muffet for a long time. And then, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade, I got sophisticated and dropped the E-T and went by Muff. And now my grandmother name is Muffy. So it just keeps going. But anyway, it's kind of sad. I have a beautiful, pretty Catholic name, Mary Virginia. But I don't go by that. I go by Muff.
Boy, can you imagine if you'd had Mary Virginia and you had, you know, like customized lapels or whatever, you know, monogram stuff, how many letters it would take up the whole napkin.
Yeah.
Take up
yeah.
the whole
sleeve,
you know.
Well, anyway, the great thing about Muff is most people remember it.
Yes, they do. You have been a part of Amarillo since, what, about 1995? I didn't know this till we started. You were in Plainview before you came to Amarillo.
Yes, yes. I actually raised my family. Jack and I raised our family in Plainview. And I drove back and forth, had a job here and kind of an area job, but was in Amarillo a lot through the years. And then we actually physically moved here in 2008. And so I went from a real small parish in Plainview from St. Alice to St. Thomas. And boy, that's an eye-opener, just getting used to a larger parish like St. Thomas versus really small one. You know, I went to one of those churches where you knew where you sat every Sunday because it was kind of your pew.
And everybody else knew where you sat because it was your pew.
Yeah, but anyway, we do, I really do love St. Thomas, but it you know, the larger parishes, you kind of have to find your niche. And when we moved here, Bob Burks, I just loved Bob. He was my insurance guy with my company. And so he got Jack and me involved with the Sarah Club. And so when Jack passed away in 2016, I became the official member of Sarah Club and not just the spouse.
That's very cool. We're going to talk more about Sarah Club in a minute. I have to ask you, you drove from Plainview to Amarillo every day for about, what, 13 years?
Yeah, there were some days I got to stay in Plainview and work, but very few. It's not like the culture is now where you can do a lot more work from home. But I had Lubbock in my territory, too, so a lot of travel time, a lot of windshield time. But you learn when you commute how to use that time.
The rosary is a very good tool for that,
it
too.
It is.
So the fastest you made the trip one way from Plainview to Amarillo or vice versa, about 60, 55 minutes maybe?
No, not quite that fast. It depended on whether I had a ticket in the last 18 months or not.
Oh.
You know, usually I would get a ticket ever so often, and then you'd be put on probation, and you'd have to slow down until you knew you were out of your probationary period, and then you'd move on.
And I'm sure Jack said, "Wait a second, Leadfoot, come on, we don't need our insurance rates going up any higher than they are."
So. Well, we had five kids in college, in that age and everything, so we kind of knew what it was like as far as pretty ridiculous insurance, car insurance payments.
But. Now, before Plainview, you were in Fort Stockton for a while, right? That's where you grew up, right?
Well, I was raised in Fort Stockton, mm-hmm. and then I went to Texas Tech. I got my degree at Texas Tech.
And you loved seeing the Raiders almost get there.
Oh, I just love them. Yes, I love every part of them.
They almost got to the Final Four. Krista's building up the girls' program. Would have been nice if Miss Chavez had signed the dotted line to play. But
I know. That was a disappointment. But you have to respect, you know, that she wants to go away to school. I think, you know, those are just important years, fun years, great years.
Yes, they are. Muff London Bixel, president of your Sarah Club, is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode number 8, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Okay, we've already said this is not the Sierra Club. This is Sarah, spelled
right.
S-E-R-R-A.
After Junipero Sarah.
Who was made of saints about 10 years ago, I believe,
I think
right?
It was in 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Francis canonized him.
I believe when Pope Francis was here in the United States the last time, right?
I believe so.
Because I remember being at a watch party at St. Mary's Cathedral with Father Scott Rafe and a few other people watching the canonization mass.
It was originally from Spain and came over to the United States to start some mission work. And he started 9 missions on the California coast.
Wow.
The main thing that comes about it is that I don't think he was really in very good health. He had some type of infection. And so, and of course, they did all that walking and everything. And evidently, they still have They call it the El Camino Real, but not the one in Spain. This is for the one in California. Mm-hmm. And you can still walk it. He did the first 9 missions, and then several priests did some missions afterwards. There's 21 missions along this. It's about a 600-mile trail.
Whoa.
And they still have a group of people that do this. They say it's different than the walk in Spain, but that's who we're named after. I'm going to say our mission is pretty threefold, and it's basically to support the vocations of our priests, and then to also encourage and promote just like for deacons and for the nuns and for any type of, you know, sacred religious life. And then the third one is for ourselves, for us to better our own spirit in our religious life and understanding of our walk with Jesus.
You folks have done a fantastic job in promoting vocations and supporting our priests, our women religious, and our deacons. I want to thank you for all that.
Thank you.
When you became the member of the London Bixell family as a Sarah Club member, did you ever imagine that you'd be running this organization one day?
Well, no, I really, but it's like any other organization. They always want somebody to lead it up. So it's been nice. We have a really, really nice group of people. And I think that's one of the things that is just, we become very close to each other, the friendships and the support we have for each other. And that's a big part of the Sarah Club too, because, you know, by working with other people, of course you become close to them, and we just, you know, you really never know how much you need your support till something goes wrong. And mm-hmm. So it's so nice to have our group that has supported the priests, but we also support each other. We have a lot of activities, and I've always been involved kind of in the behind the scenes of the activities of the Sarah Club. And we have a very active Sarah Club. I mean, even though there is an international club and everything, what we do locally, it's really a grassroots organization. And I think that's what's so important is all that we do. We have like Priest Appreciation Night. And it has been hosted for several years by the Britons out in on the canyon. And it's a very, very beautiful evening and fun and wonderful food. Part of their family cooks for it. And it's really a very, very fun evening for all the priests. And then we have... We do something fun for the nuns. They like to play games, and we do a bingo afternoon and a nice dinner, and then we have these beautiful baskets for the nuns to take home things that they need and everything. And we have a deacon appreciation night, and we have a big meal and fix margaritas for the deacons. And, you know, it's interesting because all of the people in religious life are normal people.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's sometimes that if you only see them on Sunday and you only see them in their religious attire.
And you only have one perception.
Right. We don't think of them as just... in their normal day-to-day life.
And they're made from the same clay that we are.
It's just it's so lovely to be part of a club that gets to see our religious in normal settings and to have just really good conversations, not about us, but about them, you know, and learn more about our priests or our deacons and all these wonderful people that support the diocese and our religious life.
Muff London Bixell is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode number 8, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. You talked about the priest. You at the Sarah Club and your fellow Sarah Club members are gathering together on Friday, May 2nd, 11:30. We've talked about this on the radio program. We've talked about it in the newspaper. We've talked about it on the website. Let's talk about it on the podcast. We want you folks to take your lunch break at 11:30 that day for a very good reason. Come join us at St. Joseph's Church, 4122 South Bonham. No, we're not going to have lunch. We've got something better than lunch. We have Mass. For our priest, Father Gabriel Garcia, the pastor at St. Joseph's Church, will be presiding. And this Mass is for all of us to pray for the intentions and support of all of our priests. Elaborate, please.
Well, I mean, this is really our number one focus with the Sarah Club is the vocations, is our priest. And, of course, we even have a club. It's called the 31 Club. And every day of the month, we have someone who prays, who either goes to Mass, says a rosary, or has special intentions for the vocations, for new priests, for more priests, and for our current priest. we always want to appreciate our current priest, not only pray for people to discern maybe going into the vocation or going into religious life, but we want this Mass is specifically for the priests that are already in our diocese. You know, we want to encourage people to be respectful about what all our priests do. I don't know. I think it's very, I mean, a lot of people just go to Mass, they attend Mass, they see the priest for an hour, and in their mind, they're thinking, wow, that'd be pretty easy. A few Masses on Sunday, one on Saturday night, free week. And it's just not, that's not the life they lead.
No.
And I think a lot of people, when they see a priest, they just, they talk about themselves or their problems or, and I don't know that they ever reach out and think of them as a friend, as a person in need, just what their life might be like. And I think that that's one of the things we have to open up and think about.
I agree 100%. Folks, come join us. Spend a great lunch hour at 11:30 on the morning of Friday, May 2nd, St. Joseph's Church, 4122 South Bonham. Father Gabriel Garcia will be the presider. We're praying for the intentions of all of our priests. The Sarah Club membership will be there. I plan to be there. I think you need to be there, and I hope that you'll be there with us as well. Come join us. It's going to be a fantastic celebration for all of our priests. We're talking about Sarah Club with the president of the organization, Muff London Bixel. Okay, we've never broached the subject of how to be a member of the Sarah Club of the Diocese of Amarillo. I'll let you unfasten the lid off that can and tell us about how people can be members of this organization and help continue to pray for our priests, our women religious, our deacons, and our seminarians.
Yes, I would love for anyone that's interested to contact me about the Sarah Club. We meet on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. We eat, we have lunch, and then we have these special events that I mentioned to you. And there, I mean, we have other things besides those three big events I talked about earlier. There's a lot that goes on. We recognize the priests on each of their anniversaries and their birthdays. We have cards that are sent. We send packages to our seminarians. I mean, we just have events all the time. But we need members. We need people that have time and that would like to be a part of it. You need to be in good standing with the church. Your priest, the church that you attend, would need to help sign off on a application, but it's pretty simple. And our dues are around $140 or $150 a quarter, and that takes care of the lunch meetings and the Sarah dues.
If you need to know more, have questions, they can call you.
Right.
What's that telephone number?
My phone number is 806-420-6577.
Please call Muff London Bixel and please join the Sarah Club of the Diocese of Amarillo. Muff, so glad you could join us. We're going to give you the last word.
I just want to say the Sarah Club has really helped me spiritually to help me find myself in my need on what I need to do for the church and to better myself, you know, as a Catholic and spiritually.
Let's get you up to date with a few pieces of diocesan news. A reminder again, Pastoral Center closing at noon on Holy Thursday, April 17th, will reopen on Easter Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. Pastoral Center will be closed on the 21st, as will the Retreat Center and all Catholic schools in the Diocese of Amarillo. In case you missed it, the Diocese of Amarillo announcing four additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations for the 2025 Jubilee year. They include St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo for the Central Deanery, Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, 411 Ware Avenue in Groom for the East Deanery, Saints Peter and Paul Church, 915 Maddox and Dumas for the North Deanery, and Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin Tulia representing the South Deanery. These parishes, in addition to the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite all young women in the Diocese of Amarillo between the ages of 15 and 25 to encounters at the Franciscan Convent, 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue. These happen Saturday afternoons between 3 and 5. If you're under 18 years of age, you will be required to bring a permission note from a parent. The encounters are bilingual and will cover a number of activities, including adoration. If you need to know more, please call the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, 806-383-5769. Well, if you you can carry a note, we need to hear from you. Singers of all backgrounds from all parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo invited to help lead the assembly and song at two diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral this month. That includes Chrism Mass on Tuesday, April 15th, and the Adult Confirmation Mass Saturday, April 26th. Need the details? Dr. Greg Onofrio can share them with you. 806-376-7204, extension 3003. A reminder, Chrism Mass coming up Tuesday, April 15th, 7 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. If you support your parish priest, Bishop Zurich would love to see you support all of our priests. This is a mass for the priest, and it's for everyone. And in the Chrism will be blessed at this Mass. If you've never been to Chrism Mass, please consider coming. I guarantee you will come again and again and again to this Mass. 7 o'clock, Tuesday, April 15th, Chrism Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. This commitment really doesn't require a lot of time, according to Elma Fletcher. Training is provided. Get in touch with Elma, 806-206-4496. Holy Cross Catholic Academy coming up with their big calendar party on Friday, April 25th. That'll be at the HCCA Event Center at 4102 South Bonham, just north of the campus. If you need to know more, April Fetterman has all the details, 806-355-9637. Do want to remind you also about DCYC 2025, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th, Amarillo Civic Center. It's $65 per person registration. That gets you two meals as well. If you're planning to go to the annual takeover of Wonderland Park on Sunday, April 27th, those tickets are $21 per person, and you're more than welcome to order for your family. Confirmed speakers include Connor Flanagan, Sujez Thompson, Roxana Duran, and Anastasia Tan. Catholic musician Josh Blakesley providing music for the conference. Need to know more? Oscar Guzman can be reached, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Also on Saturday, April 26th, the fourth golf tournament benefits St. Joseph's School at Comanche Trails Golf Course, 4200 South Grand here in Amarillo. It's $500 for a team of four. That gets you your cart, your green fee, and the scramble kicks off at 9:30, or tease off, if you will. Tournament's limited to the first 36 paid teams. It's first come, first serve, and they need sponsors. Find out all the details by calling St. Joseph's School, 806-359-1604. It's a busy Saturday, April 26th in our diocese. The public's invited to attend an adult confirmation mass that day, April 26th, 10 a.m. St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Adult confirmandi are expected to be at the cathedral with their sponsors by 9:30 to receive information prior to the Mass. Need to know more? Sister Maria Elena Farrar has all the details, 806-383-2243, extension 113. In Dumas, Knights of Columbus Council 5061 with its annual New Orleans Night, Saturday, April 26th. It's at Woolley's Dance Hall, 826 North Dumas Avenue, just north of Dumas. It starts at 6 o'clock with social hour, then 7:30, a steak dinner with all the trimmings. There's a Calcutta with an opportunity to win a cash prize. The Calcutta followed at 9 o'clock with a dance. Tickets $600 for a table of eight. That gets you your dinner, your Calcutta, and the dance. There's also cash drawings as well, and all proceeds will benefit the numerous charities that are supported by Council 5061. And if you're 21 years or younger, I'm sorry, you're going to have to forego this. You will not be admitted. You must have a ticket, by the way, to get in. Call Miguel Naveris for all the details, 806-236-0555. St. Mary's Church in Clarendon, 28th Annual St. Mary's Day Barbecue Dinner, Sunday, April 27th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Parish Hall at 510 East Montgomery. Tickets at the door for the all-you-can-eat meal, $15 for adults, $7 for children. I still don't think John Panette would have gotten full. Proceeds from the dinner will benefit the St. Mary's Church Building Fund. Need to know more? Jacob Fangman, 806-206-5737 with all the details. We talked about it earlier in the program. Let's bring it up one more time. The Sierra Club of Amarillo inviting everyone, that includes you and me, to attend a Mass Friday, May 2nd at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Church, 4122 South Bonham, here in Amarillo. It's for the intention of all the priests in the Diocese of Amarillo. Come spend your lunch hour with us and let us pray for our priest. And if you need to know more about Sarah Club, who is putting this Mass on, get in touch with Muff London Bixel, 806-420-6577. Bubbles for Babies, a community baby shower to benefit Joseph's Project, a pregnancy resource center, on Saturday, May 3rd, 10 a.m. until noon. Amarillo Area Foundation at 919 South Polk here in town. Need to know more? Call Jeff Gouldy at Catholic Charity. 806-376-4571. The next worship, prayer, movie night for teens and young adults, hosted by the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light, on Friday, May 9th, starting at 6 o'clock in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle in Panhandle. Need to know more? And this event, by the way, is for Catholics and non-Catholics. Call Sancta Maria Convent, 806-537-3182. A Mother's Day prayer brunch will be offered Saturday, May 10th, 10 a.m. until noon in the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. You have until Wednesday, May 7th to get your tickets. They're $20 each. You can get them at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore or online at the BDRC website, bdrc.org/mothers-day-prayer-brunch. I sound like I'm being repetitive there. If you need to know more, call the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 806-383-1811. Next Engaged Encounter Weekend, Saturday, May 17th, Sunday, May 18th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. Adrian Johnson can get you signed up if you give him a call here at the Pastoral Center, 806-410-3839. Do want to remind you of two more things. The Diocesan Museum and Archives inviting everyone to an evening of relics Thursday, May 22nd, 6 to 8 at St. Lucian's Chapel. That's next to the Capuchin Monastery at 4201 Northeast 18th Avenue here. It's going to give you a chance to see a number of great relics on display that are housed here at the Diocesan Museum and Archives inside the Diocesan Pastoral Center. Need to know more? Please call Susan Garner, 806-414-1076. And also, ask Susan about Calling All Artists, an art show on Thursday, July 24th, here at the Pastoral Center. And finally, got to end with a Knights of Columbus note. Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church in Canyon with its second annual pickleball tournament, Saturday, May 31st at the Amarillo National Tennis Center, 5000 Bell Street here in Amarillo. Starts up at 8 o'clock, should be done by 3. It's $50 entry fee per participant. If you need to know more, please call Bernie Wick, 806-676-8014. And before we close down this episode of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, Episode 8, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, want to remind you about a big event coming up on Sunday, April 27th, the canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis, which is what this podcast is named after. We can formally call him Saint Carlo Acutis. And we want to remind you about a great movie that'll be in the theater starting the 27th through Tuesday the 29th called Carlo Acutis, Roadmap to Reality and a World Losing Itself to Screens. No kidding. Teenage mystic Carlo Acutis saw beyond the social media addicted society we live in and offered an answer if we're willing to listen. And if you need to know more, go to the website, carloacutisfilm.com. For those of you that need to know how to spell it, CarloAcutisfilm, all one word, .com. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us. And that brings a close the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, Episode 8, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Need to know more about Cap'n? Have comments, suggestions. Again, maybe if you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Cap'n, or you're interested in advertising, we'd love to talk to you. Send us an email. David Wilson checks emails all the time at stcapn@dioama.org. stcapn@dioama.org. Have yourselves a fantastic Holy Week and a fantastic Easter Sunday. He is risen. Alleluia. God bless you. And remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.